When energy booms bust, the public is often left responsible for the cleanup. That's because while most states and the federal government make companies put up at least some money in advance to pay for any mess they leave behind, it's often not enough. In Wyoming, the bust of the coal bed methane industry has left the state responsible for plugging thousands of wells at a cost of tens of millions of dollars. Now, with both oil and natural gas prices in a slump, Wyoming Public Radio's Stephanie Joyce reports on whether history is bound to repeat itself.
Driving around the Powder River Basin with Jeff Gillum and Jeff Campbell is like playing an extended game of Where's Waldo?
All right, can you see the well yet?
Campbell is pointing towards a yard full of heavy equipment on the outskirts of Gillette.
No, I definitely cannot see the well. Oh, yeah, I can see the well. Right there.
Yeah.
We're on a tour of orphaned coal bed methane wells. Orphaned, meaning wells where the company responsible up and walked away. There are almost 4,000 of them in the state. And Gillum and Campbell, who work for the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, are in charge of making sure they get cleaned up and plugged. But first, they have to find them, which Gillum says is surprisingly difficult.
Finding Waldo is easier.
That's because Gillette, like many other U.S. cities from Los Angeles to Denver, grew up around the wells. As we make our way around town, there are wells in people's front yards, at the end of the driving range at the golf course, in a storage company's parking lot. We pull into a site where workers are beginning the plugging process.
Okay, this is a bentonite trailer, okay?
Bentonite is a kind of super absorbent clay that gets poured down the well to seal off the gas producing formations.
Listen for the bentonite to hit the water at the bottom and we'll dump more.
Once the bottom of the well is filled with bentonite, a cement crew comes in, then a pipe cutting crew. It takes 20 guys and many hours from start to finish. Campbell says on a good day, the crews can plug 5 or 6 wells.
A lot more work than a lot of people realize.
It also takes a lot of money. Coal bed methane wells in Wyoming are relatively shallow, so they generally cost under $10,000 apiece to plug. But even so, the state expects it could cost up to $30 million over the next decade to clean up all those orphaned wells. That's not a small expense. But Joe Morrison, an organizer with the Powder River Basin Resource Council, says there's potentially a bigger one on the horizon. The thousands of oil wells that have been drilled recently.
You know, they're that much deeper. The pad size are much bigger. So the costs to properly plug and reclaim these deep oil wells are going to be much, much more expensive.
Tens of thousands of dollars a well. And given the falling price of oil and shaky financials in the industry, Morrison doesn't think that's getting enough attention in Wyoming or elsewhere in the country.
I'm hoping that Wyoming, because we do have so much experience, that we can lead on this issue.
Mark Watson is Wyoming's oil and gas supervisor. He recently proposed new rules aimed at protecting the state from future cleanup costs, but they may not be enough. Right now, companies can get a so-called blanket bond that covers all their wells on private lands for $75,000. The new rules double that to $150,000.
As far as where we came up with the number, you know, there's really not a lot of science to it because some companies, it would be more than enough, and some companies, it wouldn't be enough to plug all their wells.
The new rules would also give regulators more oversight when wells are sold from one company to another. During the coal bed methane boom, large companies sold their wells and the responsibility for plugging them to smaller companies that then went under when prices crashed.
One of the things we probably need to do a better job at is identifying companies that aren't solvent and identify them sooner than we did when the coal bed play ended.
But that's not an easy task. In the recent oil price crash, even some relatively big companies have gone bankrupt. And analysts see the potential for more carnage on the horizon. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Stephanie Joyce.